This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody show the proper respect. The former two-time NXT North America champion, Dom Mysterio, is in the building, along with the WWE Women's World Champ. She's got the belt. She got the belt. She brought the belt. Liv Morgan. I have to ask you guys, so I saw that you got into town early. You were able to go to the Golden Knights game. You were able to hit the siren between periods. Is that, I mean, that's obviously perks of being stars and being champions and whatnot. Is that, where does that rank as far as cool perks that you've had?
Oh, cranking that siren. I mean, did you see me?
Yes.
Yeah, you rocked it, girl.
She cranked it.
Yeah.
I think that was like number one.
But other stuff, there's got to be other cool things like that that happen on occasion. Can you give us an idea of what?
Siren.
That's it. Just crank the siren. That's it.
Siren. I was the longest cranker, they said.
Yeah, dude, no, you were kicking butt, and she's tiny. She's my height, and she was like literally cranking the crap out of
him?
It.
He was like hyping me up. He was like, when in doubt, crank it out.
Well, it was funny because they brought Dom out first. And they made it look like it was going to be Dom. And it was like, and then you just stepped aside. And then, of course, here comes Liv. And then, here's why you were the longest cranker ever is because nobody's going to tell you no. Are they going to tell you to stop? No. You crank until you're done. It's all good. And seriously, this, your story is great. And for everybody who doesn't understand, first of all, these guys came in because WrestleMania is happening. It's coming to Allegiant Stadium. We'll tell you more about that and how you can get your tickets coming up in just a couple of seconds. But you go from working at Hooters to being the WWE Women's World Champion.
Yeah.
Liv, that's one hell of a journey. Can you give us, what gave you the first idea that this may be where this would end up?
I think it was really just like a pipe dream, really. I started watching WWE when I was 5 years old. I grew up with four older brothers, and they introduced it to me, and I idolized my brothers. Anything they liked, I liked. So as soon as I saw WWE, I liked it. And I think for me personally, I had a very chaotic household, very dysfunctional. And so WWE was kind of just like my escape. And so whenever it was on, I just... got lost in it. I love the athleticism, the storytelling, the theatrics, and kind of just hoped that one day maybe this is something that I'd be able to do. Never really thought that I would, but you know, here we are. And so just super happy, super grateful.
Yeah.
Greatest women's world champion of all time.
Let them know.
Yeah. Listen, Liv, you're such a little badass. And honestly, like, I feel like so many women, young and older, feel so inspired by you. And I love that you grew up in a dysfunctional family, because I feel like so many of us do, and then we don't know what to do with it. And you're just kicking butt. One thing I love about you also that I noticed right away when you walked in, that fashion sense, baby, it's on point. You've walked so many red carpets, the Barbie movie, Netflix. Could you see yourself maybe at some point transitioning or adding to WWE to a little bit of like fashion as well?
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of like a space that we haven't really fully tapped into. Like, we spend so much time on our wrestling gear. That fashion is such a staple of the aesthetic of the characters and what we do. And so I feel like it's kind of like an untapped market a little bit. Like, why have we not collaborated with more designers with wrestling gear? And so it's definitely an interesting thought and something I've been thinking about, but nothing that I've really been actively working on.
And Dom, you talk about fashion, you talk about drip. I feel like people don't talk about it enough. And as a matter of fact, I asked our listeners yesterday, like, hey, Dom and Liv are coming to the studio. What do you want to know? And the one thing they wanted to know is mustache tips. Like, how do you keep it thick? Can you just let us know some tips? Just a couple.
I mean, the best thing I can tell you is being a Latino. Being Mexican. I can't grow a full beard because it's patchy and it's not, I don't know, something about me and my family. We just can't grow full beards. But the mustache, being
strong.
Mexican, this mustache comes in thick and dark. People didn't believe it. They thought I was coloring it. They thought it was fake. But this is all natty, baby.
As an Italian girl, I also understand the strong mustache that comes in our family, too.
Michaela's fighting the battle every day, man. Dom Mysterio and Liv Morgan are here on the Chet Buchanan Show. WrestleMania tickets go on sale Friday at 1 p.m. for next April. Let me rephrase. What's the biggest crowd you've wrestled in front of? Start with Liv.
I don't know. I feel like we had a show that was like record-breaking attendance recently.
Yeah, maybe.
WrestleMania. Do you remember how many that was? Do you remember how many WrestleMania was?
Like 140,000 over the 2 days.
Something crazy. Like, and we keep on kind of consistently doing that. We're, you know, having the highest grossing audience attendance in all these events, which is super awesome. And so we're super excited for WrestleMania. It's going to be the biggest and best WrestleMania ever.
When it gets big like that, at some point, is it all just another crowd? You know what I'm saying? Like I prefer, Michaela and I also spend time in front of crowds doing stuff on the mic. And, you know, Michaela sings and I host a lot of different stuff and do PA. And honestly, I like a bigger building because at that point it seems less personal. I mean, if you're standing in front of 10 people and you've got to perform, then you feel all the eyeballs on you. With the bigger crowd, is it easier? Is it easier for you, or is it tougher for you with a bigger crowd?
So it kind of depends. For me personally, I think like arenas are easier because you can really get a feel of the crowd. You can get the reactions a little bit easier. Everything's a little bit more personal. But stadiums for us, like what we did in Philly and in Dallas and what we're going to do at Allegiant, the sound travels a bit slower.
Differently, yeah.
So takes a little bit longer to get to us. So let's say, for example, something happens where we hit a move and we're waiting for that reaction. Instead of it happening maybe in like a second, it takes 2 to 3 seconds because it's just so big and you have to take a little bit longer and things like that of that nature.
Yeah, and you've got to go bigger. You've got to go bigger in your performance and in what you're doing to make sure that translates not just to the cameras, but to the people that are there in the building who are most likely seeing it on the cameras because you're kind of far away and everything. But the experience, there's nothing else like that. It's the coolest thing. And you would think that that it would be diminished, you know what I mean, in a big stadium. But it really is, because it's that big shared experience. The energy is just amazing.
Yeah, I think WWE does a really good job of, you know, really doing a spectacle when it comes to these, you know, really big, larger than life shows, you know, like the WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Royal Rumbles. I think we do, like I said, we do a really good job of just making it seem that it is larger than life, because it really is.
WWE yeah. Women's World Champion Liv Morgan and Dom Mysterio here on the Chet Buchanan Show. You guys are together both in the ring and out of the ring. Did you know right away, both personally and professionally, which came first?
It's you know, we had a kind of unusual
meeting. Partnership, coupling,
was,
how can I help?
In a relationship with Rhea Ripley, you know, my biggest enemy.
Right.
Yeah. And she had injured me. She tore my shoulder. And so while I was out, I pretty much plotted my revenge tour, which the sole purpose was to come back and take away everything that Rhea loved. So at first, I kind of was just wanting to make Rhea upset. I wanted to steal Dominic to make Rhea upset. But then, and he was playing very hard to get. He was resistant. He was not an easy catch. But then as I started spending more time with him, I was like, man, you know, that mustache, that bullet. I kind of just really started enjoying him. So then it all just kind of...
Just the mustache again.
What started out as, I just want to make Rhea upset, turned into like something real for me. And here we are, the most iconic, dominant, hottest couple in WWE history.
Listen, it's true. You guys are the sexiest couple in the WWE. We did our research and we can't find anything else. But... in your opinion, is there a couple that maybe comes second to you?
No.
I know.
Nothing. No. Just you. Only you.
That's our Jersey girl. She said,
our world.
Yes. I love it.
When you guys finally got to let the world know at SummerSlam that, you know, the feelings were mutual and let the world know, like, how did that feel when the crowd, you know, kind of realized what was going on?
How did it feel? I just knew that we were in for it. I just knew that, oh man, we are in for it now. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know he was going to do that. He kind of surprised me with it. I didn't know that he was going to
surprise us all.
So yeah, he surprised us all. And I just knew in that moment, everything from here on out is different. And yeah. I'm ready for it.
Well, once again, tickets go on sale Friday at 1 o'clock for WrestleMania in April at Allegiant Stadium. It's going to be, I mean, in the history of just amazing WWE events, this is just slotted and ready to go as the biggest of all time. Saturday, April 19th, Sunday, April 20th, WrestleMania 41. It's just going to be massive. And thank you so much for taking the time, and it's great to see you guys, and continued success and continue doing great things. Dom, is it to the point, do kids walk up and cuss you out? Are you that much of a heel that kids will cuss you out on the street?
I mean, I do get booed on the streets, and they, even little kids, like parents will pull me aside and shake my hand, and then when I go to shake the little kid's hand, they don't want to shake my hand. They'll say, I'm a Ripley fan.
Losers.
You do it.
Obviously, their brains aren't fully developed yet.
They still have some time to grow and learn. So.
Yeah. You're still schooling them.
I just
misunderstood
and walk away.
You're doing it right then. You're doing it right then. Again, thanks so much for the time. Continued success. Travel safe, you guys. And we'll see you back here in April.
See you guys at WrestleMania.
See you at WrestleMania.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app, and wherever you get your podcasts.